With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The state of Wisconsin ranks 48th nationally in art spending with about 18 cents per capita. Comparatively, Minnesota, which ranks number one, spends $10 per capita. A Wisconsin arts nonprofit is working to fill some of that gap with a new artist grant program. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Rhinelander multimedia artist Nate Shepard has an idea for an immersive multimedia experience.
There's also a live performance part to it, so it's not just like a pre-built programmed thing, because that's something else that I've really been interested in is sort of art experiences that are influenced by the people that are experiencing them.
Shepard has experimented and done some concepts for it, but for years it's mostly just been an idea as he lacked time and resources to make it a reality. It's a challenge many artists face. How do you create, especially when the thing you're creating may never make you money or may not for years?
I need to prioritize paying the bills. So I'm not often spending money on some of these honestly expensive pieces of equipment or whatever that are required for something of this complexity.
A new grant program through Create Wisconsin is allowing Shepard to take his idea to reality. He was one of 16 artists selected for the first cohort of the Artist Grant Program funded by the Ruth Foundation for the Arts. Grant Program Administrator Haley Fuller says nearly 400 people applied for the program.
It's important to strengthen, specifically Wisconsin, honestly. Our funding for the arts in Wisconsin, it's lackluster in comparison to the rest of the country in many ways. So to be able to uplift where we're able to and support Wisconsin's creative community, that's another privilege that we get to do that.
Investing in the arts does pay off. A 2022 study found Wisconsin's nonprofit arts and culture sector generated more than $933 million in economic and social impact. Shepard hopes more support for arts will continue to come to the Northwoods and other rural areas of the state.
We're here and we matter and we're trying to do things and create some really meaningful things.
Shepard hopes to start unveiling drafts of his work this fall. All artists selected for the grant need to finish their projects by the end of next January. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Residents of Wrangell wasted little time getting the cleanup process started after an EF3 tornado struck the community in Marathon County last Friday. Fire Chief Chris Keelman.
From Saturday morning, we're probably at the 60 to 70% cleanup of being done out in that area.
Keelman says a relief account is being set up through the village, in addition to others set up through local foundations.
If any cash and gift card donations want to be given to Town of Wrangell direct, we will have a relief fund set up for the township people that will be taken care of by the Town of Wrangell clerk and treasurer. So we're trying to get that up and running.
Keelman said as of Tuesday, the Salvation Army is handling all donated items, which have been marked for Wrangell relief.
So we've got anything from water to toilet paper to paper towel to shoes, clothing, kids, adults, jackets.
Keelman says for many who were displaced, they're back in their homes, but for the rest, it could be months.
We were at 141 homes impacted. There's probably 40 close that are in that are not able to return to their homes at this time. So, but the rest of them do have gas and power, minimal to fair amount of damage.
Keelman says the tornado was on the ground for 8 to 9 miles, cutting a diagonal path across the township and damaging more than 140 homes. It was one of the strongest of the 23 tornadoes from last week's storms, which prompted more than 90 tornado warnings statewide. Keelman adds that there are no plans for a large organized volunteer cleanup effort, although groups that want to help out can check with homeowners to see what kind of help is needed. Two people hurt in a Marathon County crash have now died of their injuries. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office says 80-year-old driver Carl Slagle and 77-year-old passenger Darlene Slagle were hurt in the crash April 12th, just before noon. The Marathon County Medical Examiner's Office has notified the Sheriff's Office that both died at the hospital as a result of injuries suffered in the crash. The accident happened at the intersection of County Road N and County Road Y in the Marathon County town of Norrie. The Trump administration's recently released budget proposal cuts almost $5 billion from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's a nearly 20% decrease compared to current spending. As Harvest Public Media's Will Bauer reports, Congress still needs to weigh in.
Among others, the budget proposal cuts more than $500 million for university research and more than $600 million for rural community services and facilities. In the budget documents, the Trump White House described USDA as a, quote, bloated Washington, D.C. bureaucracy with multiple management layers and many extraneous programs. Seth Meyer served as USDA's chief economist from 2020 until last year, and he's now a professor at the University of Missouri.
What's been proposed is a pretty sizable cut. But I think that that's in line with the administration's stated reduction in government spending to some extent.
Meyer says Congress could very well drastically alter the White House's requests if they pass a budget by the start of the fiscal year, October 1st. I'm Will Bauer, Harvest Public Media.
Animal welfare activists converged outside Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers' Capitol office Monday, chanting "Free the Dogs" and demanding that the governor and attorney general do what they can to shut down a beagle breeding and research facility where many of the protesters clashed with police 2 days earlier. An estimated 1,000 activists from around the country came to Red Gland Farms in an attempt Saturday to free an estimated 2,000 beagles kept there. Police repelled them with tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray. Many of those who were at the facility returned to the Capitol on Monday to demand that Evers take action. Red Gland has denied mistreating animals. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.